Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
It's a Saturday checkdown edition of Purple Daily here, where we just check in for 15 minutes or so with a topic that's left over from the week or something on our minds. And we got into a discussion on the Feedback Friday episode about what if the Vikings don't trade up for a quarterback, or what if they're, and I would say that 15 or 20 of you sent in different scenarios that were sort of, what if the top three teams take the quarterbacks that you want and you're not into really into the fourth one? Do you still trade up? And so we're going to explore a couple scenarios that probably aren't being talked about enough as we make our way forward toward the draft here, boys. But a shout out to our friends at Zero Res. Spring cleaning season. If you're looking to eliminate dust mites and clean those carpets, Zero Res is here with a 4.9 rating on Google, 17,000 reviews. So that's pretty damn good. You can call Zero Res today and get the Score North special if you ask for it. Three rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $129. And this month, take $75 off when you get those air ducts Zero Res clean. 952 Zero Res or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. Before I even lay out a scenario, if the Vikings don't trade up, I think fans are going to be pissed. How did we get here to where they've got the 11th pick? They made the trade a week ago to get the second first round pick. But how did we get to a point where, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, where it feels like it would be a massive disappointment if they didn't move up the board to like five?
Well, I think it's because of the fact that they made the trade with Houston, what now, a week ago Friday. So
yeah,
and got the 23rd, and the immediate assumption is, well, if they went and got the 23rd and they're going to combine that with the 11, this is how they're going to have the potential ammunition to trade up. Now, what I will say throws a little bit of a fly in the ointment, assuming that this is accurately reported, is if indeed Houston did call the Vikings and say, hey, you want the 23rd pick? That would, because I think the immediate assumption is, oh my God, the Vikings called the Texans and got that pick. So I think the fact that they have two first round picks would be the trigger for people being pissed off if they don't use those two picks together to try to get into the top five.
Yeah.
Well, it also depends right on how the board falls. Cause like in a crazy world in draft order, if a quarterback falls to you at 11, well, I mean, that would be even a dream scenario, right? Like JJ McCarthy does fall to 11 and you get JJ McCarthy, and then you can just take your 23rd pick, take BPA, and then holy crap, we got our quarterback at the future and the BPA at 23. So assuming, of course, that all those quarterbacks, at least those top four, are obviously off the board, a trade up didn't happen, I think, yeah, there would probably be a little bit of a letdown. But at the same time, I mean, we talked about on Feedback Friday about them kind of making this honestly super defense basically overnight, or at least putting the pieces of place to be a really good defense. And maybe your offense is still just okay with Sam Darnold and you have a really good defense. So I think in the moment, yes, there'd be some disappointment. I don't know if it would be up in arms and torches and pitchforks, though.
So, like, because here's a scenario that could happen. And I think, Judd, did you send us? We were texting some links back and forth last night when we were planning for the shows the next couple of days. That if they stand pat at 11 and they decide, yeah, here it is.
Byron Murphy Jr.?
Yep. This is the Byron Murphy. This is from Troy Tony Pauline, who's a consulting editor and NFL draft analyst at SportsKita.com. Okay. Sports just another voice in the conversation. And he says, if the Vikings miss out on a quarterback that they like near the top of the draft, their contingency plan is drafting Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy II at pick 11. The feeling that the Vikings were giving off at Pro Day is that Murphy would be their contingency plan at 11 if no signal caller is available. And he would, in theory, come in. He was the second highest graded defensive interior player out of 883 qualified on PFF in 2023. He's 21. He's 6'1", 308 pounds. He's a run defender. He's a pass rusher. And he would essentially help fix the Vikings' biggest defensive need, which is an interior monster on that defensive line. So if I gave you these two scenarios, scenario one is Vikings trade the 11, the 23, maybe even next year's first round pick to move up into the top five to take Drake May or JJ McCarthy, let's say. But now you don't have another pick until the fourth round. That is your big aggressive move up the board, and you don't have a first round pick next year. Or you stay at 11, you stay at 23, you draft Byron Murphy II with the 11th overall pick, and you draft Michael Penix with the 23, and you keep next year's first round pick. What are your thoughts on those two scenarios when they sit next to each other in an A or B comparison?
My immediate thought is that O'Connell didn't like in any of the, well, not top four, probably three of those top four. He didn't like them enough to tell Kwesi to pull the trigger on what would be a huge trade. Because, you know, once you include your first round pick from 25, you're taking a chance. Because if you don't have a great 25, that could end up, I'm not saying it's going to be a Carolina top pick, but it could end up being a very good pick. But it would be another interesting way, certainly, to construct a long-term plan. Like, I think there would be immediate disappointment from us all. But, you know, selfishly, our draft party is going to be more fun if they trade up. So, like, my immediate thought is, man, trading up and you get your quarterback of the future and blah, blah, blah. But there is a case to be made that if O'Connell simply says, you know what, we can't get Caleb, we can't get Jaden Daniels, the price for, let's say the price for three is too high, Drake May, and we don't like McCarthy as much as people think. So we're going to stay at 11. And get a DT. When you plug him in, now that line is looking very intriguing. And then you're going to take Penix at 23. Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a responsible play that can't be dismissed. It can't be called stupid. But I am going to, until O'Connell proves that he can't find and develop a QB, I'm also going to side with him because he was brought here for this. And I think he was brought here for this with very much an eye to the fact that Vikings, you know, for a long time have failed there. So like if this was Spielman and he's going to trade up to four to take a quarterback and now it's on,
yeah,
be like, he hasn't exactly had success there. So to me, O'Connell has a blank slate and he gets the benefit of the doubt from me because of his background, which is as a quarterback guy.
I think Penix at 23 initially, I think draft experts or even just fans will probably look at that to a degree as a reach. And maybe even a scared play of, well, we need a quarterback and we don't have another pick for what, another 100 slots, not 100 slots, but to like the fourth round. What are we going to do here? We need to take one now. I think I get it that you need a future quarterback, so you got to take it at some point because now you're going to not have a pick for a long time. I wonder if that scenario plays out where they're still on the board at 23, that they maybe even go back a few more picks and then still select Penix to get, you know, an extra day two pick. I actually think fans would understand that process more than just reaching at 23 and plucking Penix.
Yeah, maybe you wind up getting some of the capital back. Like you get a day. You don't have any day two picks right now.
That makes
sense. But it's just what helps your franchise more? If you trade up and you nail your 10-year franchise quarterback, your Patrick Mahomes, your Josh Allen, whoever that is, you know, your Aaron Rodgers, you know, the Packers, who, by the way, was not a top 10 pick, was not a top 20 pick.
Could have been a top 10 pick, Phil.
Patrick Mahomes wasn't even a top 10 pick, was he? Was he 11? He was 10. Maybe he was 10 exactly.
He was 9, right?
9. Let's see here. I got a list in front of me.
Now, Aaron could have 10. Easily
he
been
a top 10
pick. He was
the 10th overall pick.
He could have easily been a top 10 pick because the Vikings could have taken him at 7.
Yeah, they could have. That's one time we almost punched each other doing a live radio show.
Thank God for that big table separating us.
But what helps your franchise more? Obviously, if you can, however it happens, whether it's trading up or trading back or standing pat, if you can find your 10-year solution at quarterback, and he is not just a guy that rides the wave of whatever's around him. He's a guy that, hey, we're going through some cap hell. Our defense is not that great this year. He's good enough to rise above it. Like, they haven't had someone like that in a long time. But I just think we need to be prepared for the top three teams take quarterbacks. The Vikings aren't in love with how the board's falling. What's the contingency? What's the plan B? And taking a monster defensive interior, Jerzon Newton is another one from Illinois. Like, taking a monster defensive tackle who can change your defense in the trenches and still getting a quarterback later, I wouldn't hate that. Like, I think the first option is find the guy that you love and go get Drake May if that's who it is. Awesome. Let's roll for the next 10 years in a perfect world.
Right.
But if it's you got two first round picks and you're going to take a monster on defense and still take a quarterback that you like, on the Michael Penix front, it is amazing how much the perception and the narrative has shifted in the last month on that guy. Because if you would have pulled Vikings fans the morning after the semifinal game in which he absolutely torched Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And said, hey, Vikings fans, fast forward 2 months from now, 3 months from now, the Vikings are going to wind up in the first round with two first round picks. They're going to take the best defensive tackle at 11 and Michael Penix is going to still be there at 23 and they're going to take him. People would have jumped for joy the Monday after the college football national semifinals. And so he plays the next game and doesn't look as good and his stock falls. And I get that he's had injuries and whatever, but like, you know, there's a lot of things getting thrown out the last month and a half that, no games are being played, and yet perceptions are changing a lot.
Games are being played.
No actual
yourself.
Football
There's
games
are being played all the time. You know what this is, though? This goes back to what we've talked about since the season came to an end. And that is the decision here. And also, and just as we discussed that we don't know the personalities of these prospects, we also don't know like what's going on behind closed doors at TCL. So my question is this. Did you not trade up and draft if they stamp at? Did you not trade up and draft a quarterback because you got cold feet and got scared? Or did you just flat out did your process? What's your process? Or did your process just say it ain't worth it and we're not sure about that? Because like to me, that's a huge difference. Because if you said, oh my God, we could make this trade with the Patriots, we could, but we're a little scared. Then I'm like, you can't be scared. But if you said, you know what? We have gone through this entire process. We spied on these quarterbacks. We know them inside out, and we just don't like those top four. So we didn't take one. Then I'm like, okay, I respect that.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The biggest question to me, it almost becomes, how much does Kevin O'Connell like Michael Penix or Bo Nix? But I know Bo Nix is triggering for people, so I'll use Michael Penix. If Kevin O'Connell loves Michael Penix, I think it's less likely the Vikings trade 11, 23, and next year's first round pick to move up to go get one of the other non Michael Penix quarterbacks.
Yep.
And we do, in the end, and we won't know. We have no idea how the Vikings rank the six quarterbacks and what the gap is between each of them.
So on Penix, the one thing is, and I know what's been leaked, especially from the combine, was that his medical report came back positively. It's still, that's the one thing that really concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's had injuries that are a problem, and you certainly don't want a Byron Buxton. My God, this guy, he got here and then he got hurt again. But I hate to say it because it's cliched. And speaking of triggering, it's triggering, but this is one time you're going to have to trust the process. Because this is a process we don't know. We don't know. Like, this is, O'Connell and Kwesi have never been on this type of mission before. Like, we've never seen this. And if your response is, well, Kwesi, look at that first draft, which I agree with you, is not good. But if that's your response, I would caution you and say, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah wasn't drafted to be Spielman. He wasn't drafted as like a football guy, right? Like, he is a guy who's there to oversee and help run things. And I'm not saying that he knows nothing about the sport, but this is Kevin O'Connell's pick. Like if we were to audit the Vikings process right now, and you went in for a day and you like watch the whole thing, and Kwesi's breaking down film and O'Connell's trying to tell him, no, no, no. And he's like, no, Kevin, I got this. You'd be like, okay, that's screwed up. But I'm highly confident he ain't doing that.
This goes to what I said about Penix, for instance. So you're right. KOC is he's the quarterback whisperer. He's the identifier. He's the quarterback scout here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Kwesi, you go to KOC and say, all right, we've taken in as much information as we possibly can, firsthand, secondhand, third-hand information. We had a private workout with J.J. McCarthy, whatever else they're going to line up in the next few weeks.
Right.
Rank these quarterbacks and tell me how much of a gap is there in the tiers. Who is your... And you're never going to be 100% sure, but who is your, yes, perfect fit for what I want to do schematically, perfect fit to lead the team? Is it one of them? Is it three? Let's say you've got Drake May and J.J. McCarthy on your top. Like, these guys would be perfect fits, personality-wise, system, everything, right? Mm-hmm. But, man, I really like Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels, too. Those guys are, like... I like these two better, but these two guys are right there too, and I would not hate any of those four quarterbacks. Well, if you're Kwesi, and they're all kind of bunched in the same category, or there's not much of a gap, why would you then go and give up a 2025 first and the 23 to move? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And this is all pure speculation right now because we don't get access to whatever whiteboard they have these names written on.
Mm-hmm. It feels like, though, Kevin O'Connell has some money and he has investments. He has to go to his accountant, Kwesi, and say, what are we willing to spend to get the asset that we want? So we have to risk this amount of money. We have to let go of this amount of money to get the thing that we want. How comfortable are we in a situation where if we withdrew all this money, if we withdrew all this draft capital,
mm-hmm.
how much would that potentially hurt us in the long run versus how much of that asset is an asset for us that is a wealth building and a team building aspect that lifts us up? It does feel like there is a bit of a correlation there. And the best thing is to have, obviously, a really good accountant that isn't just going to be the risk adverse one that says, oh, no, but you can't liquid all your money. That would be bad. That would be bad for your net worth. It seems like both those guys have to be on the same page of how much are you willing to risk and what can we risk to go get the number one asset that we want.
Well, and here's the board itself. All right. So on my sheet here, here's the question. So you've got Caleb, you've got Drake May, and Daniels, which I think is a consensus in some form, right?
Most teams, yeah.
Like, but that's the public perception.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question becomes McCarthy. Is he part of that big four, or is he more like a Penix guy? That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the most important question.
Yep.
Because if, like, from what a guy like Thor, who I respect and who 1,000% knows more about the draft than us, he's got McCarthy in that big four. So if McCarthy is there in Kevin's mind, then I think you make a trade. But if he is middling, or if he's more like to what Phil said, hey, Michael Penix and McCarthy, they're sort of the same type of. So then he's not in that big three. And then the final question to me also becomes this. If the board's going to fall, Williams to the Bears, Daniels to Washington, and there's a big three, not a big four. And O'Connell says, okay, Drake May is the real deal. 10 years, love the kid. I can work with him even better. Mm-hmm. Then the question is, do you have the cojones? And this is where it gets, this is where it's really, really time to go. Do you have the cojones to go to the Patriots and say, we will make that trade and you will get our 2025 first?
Yep. So just a little contingency plan discussion here on this Saturday checkdown. Another month to go until a month and change, I guess, until the actual draft takes place. And we are super pumped. April 25th, the Fillmore in Minneapolis. And for those of you that can't be at the sold out event, we will have extra VIP tickets to release in the coming days. And we'll keep you posted on that. And we will obviously be live on YouTube the entire night. Purple Daily YouTube channel. If you haven't already, click the like button and the subscribe button there. Purple Daily presented by Quick Trip. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday checkdown.